In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. At the end of the Christmas break for the semester, I rode with my son Colton as far as Nashville, Tennessee, on his way back to Sewanee. It's a long drive, and he doesn't like to make it by himself, and if you're a parent of a college-aged child, you would happily spend $100 on an airplane ticket to get to spend 12 hours in the car with your son by himself. And so we drove up to Nashville, and we just had a normal drive. Everything was fine, and as we went, though, we swapped playlists and talked about music and art and literature, all the things he loves. He's also into podcasts, so we listened to several different podcasts as we drove. We listened to one about sound, about how they record the sound of the gymnastics events in the Olympics. You know, all the sounds that we've grown accustomed to, well, this dude, actually are not sounds that are made quite that aggressively in the actual events. They've engineered it so you can hear it in order to ramp up the expectation and anxiety of that event. And so that was really an interesting, informative one. And then as we moved into the city limits of Nashville, we listened to another one on mindfulness. So we listened to one on sound and one on listening, being mindful, listening to what's going on, being tuned into what's happening right this minute, right around you, in the place you are. So those are the two things I had in my head as I got out of the car and said goodbye to Colton and walked into the airport in Nashville. Now, it had been a long ride, and I was ready, honestly, for a nap. So I started wandering around the concourse looking for a place to sit down and go to sleep. And so there was one gate area that was not too busy. It was a busy concourse, but there was a little sunspot coming in on the carpet over in the corner. So I kind of laid down like an old cat and put my head on my day pack and became mindful, just because I'd been listening to this mindfulness thing. So I was quiet, I breathed, I listened carefully to what was around me. Airports are incredibly noisy places, by the way, incredibly noisy. At that moment, I could hear at least 8 different people talking. I could hear 3 different languages being spoken. I could hear people who were talking to one another and people who were clearly on a phone conversation with someone else, only half the conversation. I could hear music from 2 different restaurants going at the same time. I could hear music out of 2 different people's iPhone headphones coming out where I could hear them. And you could hear 2 different announcers going at the same time. You know, the one in the concourse, the requisite, you know, do not let strangers watch your bags, and then the one about we're now boarding platinum passengers. All that going on at one time. This cacophony of noise, a noise I would not have ever even noticed if I just sat down and started reading a book. It's just amazing how we can drown that out. But once I became mindful of it, I couldn't drown. I could not tune it out at all. This cacophony of noise, of these competing voices, all saying different things. And I really wanted to just shout, be quiet. Be quiet. It's interesting. So in both of our lessons for today, the Old Testament lesson and the gospel, we have voices telling other people to be quiet. One comes out of the prophet Elisha's mouth twice. The other comes out of the mouth of God himself. So first is the story out of 2 Kings, this passing on of the mantle from Elijah to Elisha. And it's a huge story. It would be a great Bible study all by itself for several weeks to get into this narrative about this handoff between Elijah and Elisha. But there's, just read over that again, the chaos that's in this story. They're moving fast. There are clearly lots of other people. For a little while, it looks like Elijah is just trying to ditch Elisha. You stay here, and no, I'm coming with you. No, okay, stay here. No, I'm coming with you. Over and over. And then there are this company of followers who are with Elisha who keep reminding him, you know, after today you won't see your master again. So I have no idea what to make of that, why they're doing this. But he says to them, I know, be quiet. Stop talking to me. Just all of this noise coming in on him, and he is concentrating, trying desperately to focus on just Elijah, be with him, be ready to receive, be ready to hear. Be quiet. All these things from the outside. We jump over to our gospel lesson, and we have Peter and James and John on the top of the mountain with Jesus. We're in the 9th chapter of the gospel according to Mark. Now remember, we were just in the first chapter at the baptism of Jesus just a few weeks ago. And then we jump to the 9th chapter. And for obvious reasons, we're on the Mount of Transfiguration today, because next Sunday, beginning Wednesday of this week, we come down the mountain and into Jerusalem for the Passion of Jesus. So this is Jesus on the mountain with his friends. They're all there together, and Jesus is transfigured. Jesus is changed somehow, we don't know how, and there he stands with Elijah and Moses. Now, I might be curious to know how the narrator knew who these guys were. How did they identify Elijah and Moses? But somehow they knew. This is Elijah and Moses and Jesus. It is shepherd, it is prophet, it is king, all together, and they are talking. And just think about what that's like. Think about the senses being stimulated, the cacophony of sound perhaps that's going on. And Peter is so terrified that he has to think of something to say. He says he didn't know what to say because he was terrified, but that doesn't stop him from finding something to say. So he says, let's get everybody to come here. Let's build 3 booths. Let's have one for you and one for Moses, one for Elijah. We'll all be right here together. The big thing, the big, loud, splashy thing is the thing that will convince everybody who you are. I mean, wouldn't it? I mean, if this was a tourist destination where people could drive up the mountain and there were food trucks all around, and here stands Jesus and Moses and Elijah, I think we would fall in, wouldn't we? That's what you would think. I don't know what Peter was thinking, but he was talking. Let's do this. And a voice from heaven says, hush, Peter. Shh. Doesn't really call him by name. It says, this is my beloved. Listen to him. Listen to him. And all of the chaos of this transfiguration, of the appearance of these two others, listen, tune your ears, focus, be mindful, zero in on this. He is the beloved. Listen to him. I think Jesus himself needed to hear that. I think Jesus himself needed to hear the word beloved because of where he was headed next. And remember, it's the second time he's heard it. First time was in the waters of the River Jordan that we just mentioned. At his baptism, he comes up out of the water and the voice said, you are my beloved in whom I am well pleased. So in one ear, you are my beloved. On the mountain, a new voice just before he heads down into Jerusalem. This is my beloved. Listen to him. You are my beloved. This is my beloved. Beloved, beloved. In both of his ears, all the chaos and the cacophony of his ministry, of all the people that have been following him around for the first 9 verses of Mark who are desperate to touch him, desperate to be healed, ringing in the back of his mind, just below all of that chaos are the words, beloved. And he needs to hear that. Because when he heads down this mountain, the noise is going to be unbearable. And it is going to be a chorus of one word over and over, crucify him. Crucify him. Because they will be afraid and they will not know what to say. But they will find something to say anyway. And it will be, crucify him. I think the disciples needed to hear that too. Those closest to Jesus needed to hear the voice of the Lord say, this is the one. Pay attention to him. Focus on him. Be mindful of him, beloved. And as you go down this mountain and you hear all the chaos and all the fear of your life and you hear crucify him, remember, beloved, beloved. This is the journey that you and I are invited onto as well this week. Wednesday we'll be invited to walk off this mountain and down towards Jerusalem with the liturgy of Ash Wednesday. And then we will walk with Jesus as he makes his way to the cross and we will hear Those voices say, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him, and we will join our voices to theirs because we will be afraid and we won't know what else to say. And we will say, crucify him. But all the while, underneath the chaos, this word, beloved, 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 in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.